Hello, may I speak to Mr. May, please?
This is Mr. May.
Mr. May, this is Janice from...
I was expecting your call, Joyce.
My name is Janice, Mr. Mabe, and this is...
Yes, I was expecting your call. I'm a psychic.
Well, Mr. Mabe, the reason I'm calling is to tell you that I can now offer you a 20% savings on your long distance...
Wow! I was just thinking 20%.
Well, all the calls within the U.S., of course, are 20% off and additional savings if you call after 7 p.m. during the week and on weekends.
Janice, I am so sorry to interrupt here. I'm getting a lot of readings.
What are readings?
I'm a psychic.
A psychic?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of readings between...
I don't believe it.
No, I'm serious. Look, I got a feeling there's a lot of petitions, a lot of barriers, a lot of walls between you and your other coworkers.
Mr. May, what long-distance company are you using now?
Yeah, I'm with some I tell you what,
well, if you agree to switch from your current long-distance company, we'll send you a check for $50.
Right, yeah, I knew that.
No, we just have to confirm your address. Are you still living at...
33. Hey, let me ask you something here. You're going to think I'm crazy here. The guy closest to you right now, what's his name?
The guy next to me?
Yeah. Well,
on which side?
On your right of you.
John?
John. He's gay.
He's not.
No, John's homosexual. I mean that's okay.
He's married.
Yeah, I know. I know, and they're having a hard time dealing with all this, too. But I just want to prove that John's gay. Yeah, and I'm getting a lot of readings from you. Unfortunately, the all the activity in the room, all the activity is kind of blocking out the readings from you. I mean, can you put your phone, or you got one of those handheld phones or one of those headsets?
My phone?
Yeah, what kind of, is it a headset mouthpiece thing?
No, or, it's just a phone.
Just a handheld one?
Yes.
I knew that, because I'm a psychic. I tell you what, would you, I know this is going to sound funny, just bear with me, because I can really give you a good reading here. Would you take the phone and just kind of put your leg on top of it?
My leg?
Look, I don't want to alarm you, but you might want to see a gynecologist. Nothing serious, maybe a yeast infection. Anyway, I get the feeling you're not really, I'm getting a strong reading that you're not really happy with your job.
Hate my job.
You hate your job.
I hate it.
I know that you've been in and out of jobs in the past couple of years, and your lifetime goal wasn't to be a telemarketer.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you call, you bug people, you feel like, and you're people, 9 out of 10 calls, people are hanging up on you and stuff.
They hang up all the time. Some people have said the worst things that I would never even dream about saying.
Well, think about it, Janice. You call them, people call me, I'm trying to nap, or I'm trying to work, I'm trying to spend some quality time with my family, and hell, I mean, Jesus, you call me, I'm in the John, and I mean, I can't even get the paperwork done, and the phone rings, I run as a damn telemarketer. Dang, you're pathetic, Janice.